Blog Talk Radio.
You want real? I got real. Welcome to my house, Brick House. You heard?
The rules of the house are as follows. Keep your hands off the remote control. Keep your feet off of my coffee table. Stay out of my refrigerator. Sit your ass down and stay in your lane. Thank you. Enjoy your stay.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. You are now listening to the sounds of Brick's House. I am Brick, your hostess with the mostest. I want to thank you all for joining me this evening. And happy Monday. What else can I say? Today is the 21st. And tonight, got a lot of interesting things popping off tonight. Really interesting show. Can't wait to get to it. But first, before I begin with that, you just finished listening to Drake and Rihanna, Take Care. That's a hit by them. What can I say? It's music. What can I say? Not really much on the music front out lately, but, you know, if I like it, I play it. I find that one to be tolerable from Drake. Don't usually like his music, but I don't know. Maybe, Anyway, moving right along. Tonight we're talking about interesting topic. This is our sex and relationship show. And sex and relationships can talk about anything within the realm genre of sex. And this show, we are talking about the penis, the pee-pee, the wing-wing, the wee-wee. Got a feeling I felt somebody cringe on that term, the wee-wee. But we're going to be talking about that today. And before I really get into the topic, I want to just bring a couple of people into the show. My team, as usual, on standby. First of all, you got to give it up. You got to let, you know, you got to let the president in. You can't have a meeting and not invite the president. So we got to let the president in. This is the first lady of Phone Fantasy Radio, Miss La Crush Hearts. Good evening, La Crush.
How everybody doing?
Everybody's doing good. How were you doing? How was your weekend?
It was fine.
Okay, leave it at that. Fine.
Yeah,
okay.
It was fine.
Okay. Are you ready for our topic this evening?
Penis.
I am quite ready for this topic. I'm quite ready. This is going to be an interesting one. We're talking about Mr. TMD. Do you know what TMD stands for, Crush?
Sure don't.
Mr.
Touch
T-
my
much dick. That's what it stands for. Mr. Too Much. You know, we often complain about Mr. Not Enough. You know, you hear women complain, oh, he was too small. I didn't feel anything. You know, nothing was, I didn't feel nothing penetrate, nothing. But we rarely hear about, you know, sometimes there are actually women that be like, yo, girl, he was too big. Have you ever had a Mr. Too Big? I call them bone crushers. That's what I call them. Because I swear sometimes I be feeling bones be breaking up there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, Crush, have you ever had a bone crusher?
Yep. I have two.
So you have been fortunate enough to run into two bone crushers. Well, some women would say you were fortunate. Some women wouldn't. Do you call that fortune, or do you call it not so fortunate?
It's a little bit of both.
Okay, but veering more on the side of fortune or misfortune?
Veering more on the side of, I'm going to go with fortunate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I'm going to honestly tell you, goes on the side of misfortunate for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I hear our ladies talk all the time about, oh, I can't wait till, you know, he got, as long as he got more than 10 inches, or once he got more than 8 inches, or 12 inches, ooh. I listen to these women, and I'm like, are you really serious? If you really had looked 12 inches in the eye, lady, you would basically gasp and probably faint. I mean, I have actually seen it held in my hand 12 inches, and I was in such awe. I'd never seen nothing that big before.
I was actually, I mean, call me a bumpkin, call me crazy, call me inexperienced. I really don't care. But I was actually awestruck when I saw this thing crush.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I actually ran and told a friend. I ran and told that girl. I ran and told that. Because I was shocked. I've never seen one so big before. I didn't think he'd get that big.
Yep. different strokes for different folks.
But I was kind of terrified. I mean, I'm by no means, I'm not getting me wrong now, I wasn't scared that, you know, I'm by no means a small woman. I mean, I'm a thick female with BBW. But sometimes seeing that thing, and it looks like a missile about to launch. And I'm sitting here like, whoa, I can't deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do, but I mean, damn, do you really? Shit. I mean, do you really gotta do what you gotta do, Crush? I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, call me crazy, call me rude. I got the hell up out of there.
Right.
Most women would say that as, ooh, a challenge. Call me a whim. I don't even damn what you call me. I'm not messing with that. I got to walk away. I'm going to have to walk later. Some of those things, seriously, I mean, it's
scary.
Yes. Mm. It looks like some of them look like pile drivers. I'm like, oh, no. But, you know, some women actually look at this as a challenge. And some women actually love it. The bigger, the better. All right. We're going to bring in another member of the team here. You know, sprinkle some sugar up in here. We're going to sprinkle a little sugar. And we're going to bring on Mrs. Sugar, Lady C.
Hello, everybody.
Miss Lady C, how are you?
I'm doing fine today. And you?
I'm doing wonderful. But I must admit now that this conversation has my stomach kind of turning. We're talking about Mr. TMD. As you've probably been listening so far. And what do you think about Mr. TMD? Well, just overall, before we get into the actual stats and the actual facts and information, what do you think about it overall, Lady C?
I would like to try him.
So you have never experienced Mr. TMD?
Yes, I have. Twice.
Okay, what did you think about that? Did it scare
good.
You away? It was
no,
good.
It was a challenge. I wanted to see if I could do it, and I met the challenge.
Okay. You wanted to see if you could do it, and you met the challenge. Did
yeah.
you meet the challenge over and over again, or did you just, you know, take on the champion one time and walk away?
One of them I did a couple times. The one I did one time and just like... was the personality as well. I could have went back, but, you know.
Okay. But minus personality-wise and whatever was behind, we're just talking about the straight-up Johnson. That wasn't enough meat. That wasn't too much meat for you. That was enough meat for you to handle.
It was a little too much, but see, that goes in my taste, in my realm of what I like, too. I like a little pain, so, you know.
Uh-huh. Did you feel like a tear or anything like that?
A little. It was snug. Took a minute, you know. It was snug, but then it got like.
But that was it.
That was
okay.
It. I didn't feel like a tear.
But
it took,
okay.
Yeah, because he went slow at first. He was knew he had to go slow. Hold up. This is new. I'm blaming it. We're going to try this. Because I was like, okay. But I, like you said, when you said you listen, I was like, because see, I believe in lights on because I want to know what I'm dealing with. You ain't going to surprise me and say, oh, yeah, by the way. Let me see what's coming my way.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And I was like, that, for real, I'm like, that's really, really, I thought it was getting, you know, And then I had to take it slow.
Okay. All right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You are, for those listening, you're listening to Brick's House on Forward Fantasy Radio's network. And I am Brick. And if you want to call in with a comment, a question, any type of concern, please feel free. 805-830-8320. Chat room is open, live, and popping. And we just want to say hello to Don Calypso is in the house. Hello, Don Calypso. Sun 752 is holding it down in the chat room. And I see Russ is also in the chat room. Yes, I am crazy, Russ. That's just me.
And,
you know, definitely want to thank you guys. If you want to come into the chat room and conversate with us in the chat room, you're welcome to come through. Or if you want to call us up at 805-830-8320, you're welcome to do that as well. Okay. So, going back to the conversation at hand that we were just talking about, we want to get into a few facts here concerning extra, you know, large penises. First of all, the average penis, the average size, according to everything that I've read and researched on the web, they're basically saying, I've looked at a lot of places, and they're saying that the average size is basically 6 to 8 inches. That is your average size penis, 6 to 8. Now, anything above is abnormal, or anything below is abnormal. But you actually have some guys who are, unfortunately, the majority of them are between six and seven. Now, guys, all the guys in the chat room or the guys on the phone listening, you may disagree. If you want to disagree, or if you want to share some of your information with us, you're more than lucky and more than grateful, and I would really be grateful if you would mind sharing some of your stats with us. That's if you don't mind. I know everybody, guys, shy, but you know. If you don't mind sharing with us, we'd be very glad to have your information and add it to our pool. Definitely. So, Lady C, I want to ask you this. Have you ever had guys that you considered to be too small?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I have.
Did you tell them?
Yeah, they don't like to hear that, though.
Well, no, they don't like to hear it. I mean, no,
yeah,
they don't like
them
to hear it. But, I'm sure you said it in a nice type of way.
Yeah, I didn't, but, yeah, I tried to.
Well, you did, but,
Well, I didn't, because he was arrogant about it. And I'm like, what the...
Oh, you had to bust his bubble and tell him, no,
yeah,
it wasn't.
Yeah, like, you're sweating for nothing.
So you had to be the one to tell him. No.
I had to tell him. Oh, that, I don't know. You're not just short in height. He wasn't happy. I was trying to be nice. But I really did it. What did you do?
Okay.
You know.
So, basically, you just told them straight up. I mean, I've had situations like that where, okay, I was mean. I'm going to admit it. I was mean a couple of times when I said it. But that's because, you know, sometimes guys can get really cocky. No pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended. So I
no
found myself having to say, you know what, X, Y, and Z. You know, it is what it is. I found myself having to say, you know, you ain't all that. You know, because some guys actually think that they really be putting it down. You know, and they're lying.
And you're sitting there like, wait a minute, was I there? I missed the whole show that you claim you just did.
Exactly. So, you know what? You're absolutely right. So, unfortunately, some guys, you know, you guys come with it that, you know, it's really to make yourselves look really silly, to be totally honest with you. So, I gotta be
kind of sensitive too, on how you talk about it when it comes to that particular subject. Because
some guys are just not wired, right? And they don't know how to take rejection, and it can be very dangerous, so.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you got to be very careful on how you reveal that. Some people, some guys don't have that type of personality where you can tell them, listen, you wasn't hitting the mark. You know, some, they act up, man.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they get real, you know, some get violent, you know, like, I mean, on a serious note, you know.
Well, you read their personality. Why you?
Right, you gotta.
I'll tell you over the phone. I'll email you.
Right, certain, exactly. Certain places, certain people, you can't just do that in front of. You know.
Right.
Well, you know, maybe okay. Exactly, I agree exactly what you're saying, and that's why I said, you know, I guess I've been, you know, touched by an angel more times than I can remember then, because. You know, seriously, I have really, my mouth has really gone off, you know, and said some things that, you know, I mean, when you're young, you know, you say things, you know, you're very impulsive. And I was a very impulsive youngster, you know, and it was nothing for me to say, what? Yo, dick sucked. It was corny. It was that. It was nothing for me to do that. So, you know, I realized that, you know, keeping in mind what you just said, that, you know, I guess I've been touched by an angel more times than I can remember because I was that chick who didn't care. And I said this to guys 6'7" or better. You know what I'm saying? Laughing at them. You know, I mean, seriously. So, you know, now that I've grown up, of course I'm more cognizant of things, you know, than I did, than I was before, but I tell you, I think back, I'm like, you know what, that is absolutely right. I could have been laid out plenty of times, man, because, you know, I don't think those guys didn't want to hit me either, because they had their fists balled up. Now that I think about it, it could have been easy. My jaw could have been shattered out on how many pieces, you know, messing with somebody. And I really went in. So I definitely, you know, now, you know, moving forward, you know, being older and wiser, that is not definitely something that I do, you know, now, currently. Mm-hmm. Nah, not at all. Nah. You know, but going into some detail about the whole size, does it matter, this, that, let's just go around and ask, does size matter, Crush?
Me personally, depends. Size only matters if it depends on your skill level. Put it to you that way. It depends on your skill level. And some instances, size don't matter, and other instances, size do matter. If you only know how to do one position, you know, it depends on your skill level. Because, you know, if you, see, the thing is, if you really, really into sex and you into pleasing your other partner and you don't have the right equipment as far as size and width or whatever the case may be, then you make up for it in other ways. You will learn another skill. You know, and you would know, like, certain positions you can't get in or certain positions you can't do. You know, so it depends on the skill level and it depends on the girth, because if you have a lot of width, you don't need a lot of length. That's something, you know, that's something, too, to take into consideration. But to me, the best penis I had was actually small, so size does not matter.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sun752 in the chat room says that he can't see any good coming out of telling a dude that he's small, that he has a small dick. There's nothing he can do about it except step his tongue game up.
Pretty much. But, you know, sometimes, you know what that is? That's all about ego. I'm not telling you because I know you can go and get you a pill and it's going to grow longer.
No.
I'm telling you because either, one, you acted unaware of what the fuck is going on, or
right.
Two, your ego is too inflated. Your ego is too blown up. I don't know if it was the girl before me or the girl after me. I don't know who did it. I don't know where did you get this absurd, absurd level of confidence. Absurd level of confidence. I don't know where you got that from. And you just take it to the extreme. So it's not really for the benefit of, you know, telling you, oh, I want you to do something about it. It's basically my way of stomping on your ego a little bit. Just kicking your ego. Bah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's,
so
that's really all it is.
Kick your ass, because fellas in the chat room is going in. We got all the fellas in the chat room. They need to call up and say this stuff. I mean, I understand what you're saying. You know, Sun said, do you know how much whack twat I've had to endure over the years? I was still nice to them. They couldn't help what they were working with. And Russ goes on to say basically that if we told a woman that her, you know, vagina was smelly, that she would slap him, and, you know, or cry. And he said that they can get away with saying this stuff to us, and they can't get away with saying it. Like, we can get away with it with them, but they can't get away with it with us. You know, that may be
true. Exactly. I'm not trying to stab you if you tell me my put. And this is, and that's so true. It really is true. Because the only time you tell somebody their stuff is whack is if they did something or said something that you felt like, you know, that wasn't warranted too. So whenever you say that, it's not an ego booster, it's an ego crusher. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
and
true,
if a man
true.
Says it, if you say that to a man, he's, you know, there's men out there that's really, really wanting to kill you. I'm a witness to that. I've experienced that, and I learned my lesson from that. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are men out there that really, truly want to kill you. Like, literally put you on your deathbed. Like, no lie. Serious talk. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But if somebody turned around and said that to you, oh, your wall, you ain't got no walls, or you know, any of those things, they turned around and said that to you. And mind you, we're always under pressure to be a certain way. Men don't have, mm-hmm. men can walk into the room wearing their boxes for the last 3 days, and somebody's still gonna fuck them. They
exactly.
got holes
yeah.
in their boxes. Somebody's gonna. We're
yeah.
always under pressure to look good, whether we have our clothes on or whether we have our clothes off.
That's right.
So that also
I agree.
That mm-hmm. also pays. That also plays a big part in it. You know, here you are. You can slap me around. You can hurt me. But as soon as you tell me that, I just gotta eat that with a can of salt. I just gotta step my game up. What, you know, when do we draw the line here? That's all right. I'm gonna put crazy glue in your pee hole. Go ahead, tell me. Put some Bengay between your butt cheeks.
Okay, I don't know what to make of that, Russ. Okay, you said you had. He said he's tongue. I guess that's tongue screwed. Pussies that stink like fish markets, but he still smiled and said nothing. I don't know what to say about that. All I can say is, brother,
if you smell it, just don't do it.
Well, why would you even put yourself through that? Just so she won't cry? I mean, so that means that you're going to what? I mean, come on. I'm sorry. You got to draw a line somewhere now. You guys, seriously, guys. I hear what you guys are saying in the chat room, but on the real, you got to draw a line somewhere, okay?
Hi,
if it stinks, why would you even go in? If it stinks. I don't understand.
You know
if a guy
sometimes
came to my house, come on, crush. If a guy came to your house, crush, and his underarm stank, and his butt stank, and he just overall stank, you gonna let him get on top of you?
You gotta shout.
Oh, my God, you're hesitating.
You gotta shout. Let's do it in the shower. Like,
but my thing is, would you let him? If your
I have, no, I have
hell,
not.
Though.
I have not. No, I have not, and I've been cursed out the worst from that, too.
Well, you know what? They even wash their ass. I'm sorry.
But they, I was all types of bitches and cunts. And
I don't care. But you know what?
I was everything under
yes.
the book.
I'll be that bitch without a parasite in me coming from you.
Ooh.
Come on, that's disgusting.
But there are some people out there that doesn't
matter.
You know,
who wants
yeah,
to sleep with Pigpen? I mean,
folks.
He got flies and everything all around him. Who is gonna lay down with Pigpen? And a bunch of flies.
Listen, it happens.
Oh God,
right.
Sisters,
you may not do it, but it
let
happens.
Me tell you something. It ain't sisters. You ain't that hard up, brothers. You ain't that hard up. You don't have to sacrifice your own personal health in the name of getting ass. Come on, this has nothing to do with this has to do with your health. healthy. This can't be healthy. If the outside, if the shell is rotten, what do you think the inside looks like? Come on, people, wake up. It ain't that much ass in the world for me to compromise
my health.
They
got their hands
like
raised. All right, I see some mail coming in, some mail.
All right, bring your asses in here. Come on, people.
Yeah.
All right.
Usually the phone fantasy radio bandits got their hand raised. I see.
Okay, I see. Well,
I see Chef. I see Sun. I see Black Reporter. Look, I know their numbers. Shut up, Kitty. Grown folks talking.
Yo, what the fuck is that?
Shut up, Kitty. Grown folks talking.
She ain't here. Y'all talking ill about pussy. She on the phone.
Right.
All right. You know what? Who will let off first? Let me see. Anybody? 718. Black Reporter's late. You're going to wait a second, Black Reporter. 718. Who's been waiting the longest here? All right. 718 493, what's up?
How y'all doing?
Hey,
Sammy. Ain't much, just chilling. I seen the post about this show, and I really, because there's, I talked to a sexologist about this a long time ago. She actually put me on about this, so I'm going to give y'all a little bit of knowledge. People with above, like people, the guys that you're talking about with, like, above average penises, like crazy above average penises, they're missing this chromosome. They're missing a chromosome, or have an extra chromosome. And I told my family this, like very different members of my family, but they all work with the mentally ill. And sometimes you have to change them, like grown mentally ill. And when I told them that, they was like, "Yo," like male, females. They was like, "Yo, some of them got some big ass dicks, like some real big dicks." So. Just to put that out there, like, if you actually had, like, conversations with people with above average, like, good 10, 12, 11, just average, like, regular conversation, and they don't seem like they are there, that's why. They're missing a chromosome.
Really? That explains it.
Exactly. So, you know.
I did hear about the extra chromosome, and it does explain one case that I've dealt with. One person.
Yeah, so I gave y'all a little... They gave you a piece of knowledge right there, you know.
Yeah, because remember what I was telling you about that was kind of crazy? I think I mentioned him from time to time. But he was hung as a horse in excellent bed. But that was just brain, outside, the brain just did not, I don't know. He was real kind of, yeah. So I do believe that theory right there. I do believe in that.
Yeah.
Okay, let me bring in Black Reporter. He's been waiting the second longest. Black Reporter, you're late. But I'll let you anyway. Hello,
I understand I'm late, but the thing is, this isn't my show, so
okay,
I can come when I want.
Listen, anyway. On that note, I'm going to put your ass back on mute. Okay. You don't come in my house. Well, you don't come in my house disrespecting me.
Unmute myself.
That's how I'm saying, though, Black Reporter, you make it seem like we be abusing you. Folks, we do not be abusing
See,
Black Reporter.
We don't
I'm tired
Black
of people. Reporter. Tired of people sitting up there saying that we be giving Black Reporter a hard time. We be abusing them. Not even son, but just people in general. Like, do y'all not see or y'all not hear what be going on? Like, this is a prime example. Black Reporter enjoys it. He always gives in. He enjoys it. Like, that's it. That's the only other reason. He enjoys it. Like,
I told you we established Black Reporter as a sub a long time ago. That we see. On that note, Black Reporter, how are you, sweetie?
Yeah, but he makes us look bad. I know I'm not that dominant. Gee whiz, golly.
What?
Yeah.
Hush.
Ooh.
Anyway, what I was getting ready to say was I am
so out of place.
What I was getting ready to say was, I'm one of those who at one time had the proper equipment, but because of me being a diabetic for 44 years, that kind of takes me effect. And thank God I did have the proper equipment, because otherwise I wouldn't have had two lovely daughters. No, I'm not trying to flirt.
He's trying to assert his dominance.
No, but the thing is, that's what I learned. You got to be able to take care in other ways. So you learn to be good in your tongue game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be the first to admit that it's not there anymore. You know,
You finger pop?
Is what? I shouldn't understand.
You finger pop?
My finger pop?
Yeah, you finger popping. You do the finger popping.
Use your hand too, Black Boy.
Let's just say
you
that I.
You be rubbing it.
No. Let's just say I'm very good with my tongue game. I don't worry about I don't worry about finger popping anymore.
But listen, Black Reporter, listen. I don't know who in the hell told y'all that it was all right to only have tongue games. I don't know
Thank
who told
you.
Y'all that. I'm tired of guys sitting up there telling you, like, guys you never even met before. They walk up to you, tell you they can eat your pussy until you come all over their face. What?
But
I don't know
they
you.
So old,
how
they get so old. They get so old.
I don't know who told it. Like, that's the same thing with dick sucking. Like, you know, everybody got to know that you're a spitter. But I'm guilty of that, so, you know.
But after a while, don't try to get sick of that.
I'm guilty of that. I'm a spitter, not a swallower. But I'm just saying. And I don't know what. We're just so.
Gotta go beyond.
We're just so open with it now. One time you didn't even know she sucked dick. She denied it. She denied it all the way to the
day. Up and down, up and down.
You can be sitting up there with a dick print in her mouth. Like, I ain't sucking no dick. Nigga, I
see
the dick.
Right, now
we're just so open about it. Like, there's no mystery anymore. Like, I mean, before you get to the tongue, don't you got to work the finger? I mean, don't you? I don't get it.
Thank you, Sana, in the chat room. Finger popping is for teenagers. But I want to go to the chat room.
We
got so many people in the chat room today. On the quest, we're ladies, we're not girls. Thank you. And yes, you would let us talk to you like that if this was your show, which is my show. Thank you very much.
Right, you got to pay the cost to be the boss.
Is not Whack Reporter, is Black Reporter. He is not Whack Reporter.
Excuse me?
You're absolutely right. He's Black Reporter. So I agree with you there. Okay. For a man to be successful, he has to be good with his game and his
Well, his dick game and his tongue game gotta be good. You gotta have a combination. It either is, you know, you gotta come to the table with something. If the
right.
dick is whack, something else has got to compensate for that.
Right.
Just like a
if
woman
can't
come
the
there.
Tongue.
It's not enough for a woman to lay there with a tight coochie. She's got to do something. If she just lays there,
cool.
You're gonna be like, okay, it's tight, but will you do something? Will you just,
well,
you just gonna sit there? Come on, you gotta do something with that.
Move your
you
head to the left
to make a noise for you.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Go to the
left and right. Move them hips.
Okay.
We're gonna
bring on
Seth
Ed
Wave 101, Brick.
This is Sun 752. Wow, we got more callers coming in. Jesus.
Because they know about this. They know about
okay,
this.
Okay, and we're gonna
ooh,
bring right in now, Mr. Sun 752.
Mr.
Brown Reporter, Sun 752.
Right.
What up, son?
Yay.
Hey, you're
in the house.
Let's hear it.
Salt, Nifty, Cinco, Dose. What's up, y'all?
He got today's, today's mathematics for us. I know you got the good for us on this topic, because you know you like to sit there and stew for a little bit, then you come in and start spitting some crazy shit. So let's go to that.
Oh, and he's early, too, at that.
I see you got the scout report on me. That's what's up.
Well, evidently, it ain't wrong.
Kitty, woo!
Yeah, you know, we see what direction this is going to go into. I mean, because what you're really talking about, well, the initial question that you was asking is it really a such thing as having too much dick? Do it cause problems for some women? It really all depends, because people in the chat room talking about eating, sucking, and all that kind of stuff. You pretty much have to know the person that you're dealing with. You know what I mean? Like, I've been with chicks that love dick. Personally, my favorite. But then, you know, I've been with chicks that don't like dick so much. And they don't really admit it, but, you know, you kind of know. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Like, personally, I can't deal with a chick that need to get eaten out all the time, because I'm not really, you know, I'm down with it as far as pleasing you, but I'm not, you know, that's not my MO. Like, I'm like, look, I was blessed with this tool and I'm going to use it. So whether you get it or not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I waited all my teenage years to get good at this, and I'd be goddamn if I get pushed out of the game.
Okay.
So, you know, like, I've been there. I've been with chicks that, you know, like, maybe might be actually, I've been with chicks that really prefer a dude that small. And it's kind of weird when you get with them chicks, because you gotta, how can I put this? I'm just saying the way I'm saying it. You gotta push a lot of shit out of the way. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they ain't really been penetrated. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but when it really all comes down to it, I'm under the impression that no matter how big a dude is, you're going to find a space for it. You might not find a space for it with a particular woman, because she might not have the vaginal canal, that is conducive to you really being able to bang away. And it's nothing more frustrating than having to fuck somebody like a virgin when you really want to fuck somebody like a hoe. You understand what I mean? So,
on top of that, you also got to realize.
Imagine how some of us hoes feel. Look, imagine how some of us hoes feel.
Well, I mean, you know, I understand, but, you know, I've been with girls that was so-called hoes that was still small in that area. You know what I mean? They were just down for the pounding. That's so. It wasn't like they could really take it. It's just that they was taking it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but it just depends on what you like, you know.
Okay.
And then at the same time, we're all men who prefer larger ladies. So, you know,
What that?
Well, I don't really paint myself into that corner, because if a chick look good, I don't give a fuck what size she is. For real.
Okay.
I mean, you know, if she moves me that way, you know what I mean? I've been known to pick out the best part of a chick if she moves me in a certain kind of way. You know, like, I prefer a chick that got big titties and a fat ass. However, there are times where I'll be like, well, she don't have a fat ass or a big titty. But damn, she got a walk that just makes me want to rape her. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, God.
It be like that sometimes. You know what I mean? Look, every chick ain't got the prototype. The prototype of body that men look for, but sometimes they just have that sexy weight. And if a dude like a chick, he gonna find the best thing that he like about her. You know what I mean? So I mean, nigga like me, I might be like, damn, you know, she don't have fat ass dick that she ain't that cute. But wow, her fingernail game is up to par.
Oh wow!
I found it. Like, nah. As far as the men in my family, from what I understand and from what I know personally, you know, they've been known to be handling in the dick department. I mean, needless to say, it's a source of pride, but it's not you can't let that be the only thing that you should be proud of about yourself. You know what I'm saying?
So true.
So even if your sexual prowess is up to par and it's something that you've been able to please women with, I mean that's a beautiful thing. But it ain't like, no matter how big your shit is, no matter how experienced you are, you never want to be all of that with everybody. It just won't work that way. Just by sheer numbers, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just like on any given Sunday, the best football team don't win. You know what I'm saying? It's the same way as you might have been with somebody for years that you was used to pleasing. Like, you might be able to make them come within a couple of minutes, couple of seconds, whatever. You know, you might just turn them on that way, and you might get with another chick, and you might have to fuck up all night just to break even. You know, so. It's different. It's different, you know, and like, I don't know, you know, with the whole thing about can you be too big or can it cause problems? It causes little problems, but that depends on where your head is. Like, for example, like from what I understand, dudes who have small dicks seem to get a lot of anal sex. I ain't into anal sex. So that doesn't matter to me. So I don't feel like I'm getting cut out of that game because I don't, you know, I'm not really with that. But from what I understand, the smaller dude, for some reason, you know, females feel comfortable about telling you. I mean, the, you know, small dick niggas that, you know, poop them up the ass. I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's like a badge of honor in that department too. I don't know. So. I don't know. It can be a gift and a curse, but it all depends on what your point of interest is, I guess.
Mhm.
You got the point.
Wow, there's a very interesting conversation going on right now in the chat room.
I see.
We're providing definitions. We got Wikipedia AutoQuest in the chat room, and he's telling me what a cuckold is. I had no idea what a cuckold was.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
I know
really?
That.
That need to be a whole other show.
I just learned what
you're
that
right.
was.
It
so,
is.
Well, it's kind of this show, kind of, because he says that he lets his wife be with men that are bigger than him. So he knows that he's not that well endowed, but he lets his wife go out and get that because that's what she craves. So... it's kind of the show, but that is another show, and I would love to have him on as a guest, I mean, to really talk about this, this is really weird. But going back to our topic at hand, the Mr. TMI, I don't suppose Mr. Sun752 will want to tell us what category he belongs in, would you?
Are you Mr. Mandingo, son?
I mean, yeah.
Did you just give us that, son? Really? Did you just give us that?
Well, no. I said the men in my family.
You said
about
his family.
Like that. You know what I'm saying? So, I told y'all.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't call into the show if I wasn't.
That's not true. You can be average and still know how to work it like you 12 inches.
I'm sorry, but my ego ain't average. So
we know that.
All right, we. That don't mean nothing either, but okay. I'm a swinger, so I don't have to step on a couple of people.
Look,
it feels like
y'all ask me the question. Y'all ask me the question, I answer the question.
All right, so I suppose
you have to use the Magnum size protection. Because, you know, a lot of guys, you just pull out Magnums and you just want to laugh. I'm sorry, it's laughable.
Oh, boy, that's another story altogether,
girl. They pull out the Magnum and you're like, oh, my God. Are you serious?
You hit the head right on. I don't know who in the hell told them that it was all right to have all that extra baggage. I don't know.
That shit ain't supposed to fit like sweatpants.
Y'all need to tell them. Y'all need to tell them. And like I said, I throw swing parties. I throw swing parties, girl, and they come up to me and they crush. You got mad? What? You know, if you're a Magnum man, you need to bring your own Magnums. Crush ain't supplying Magnums. Because if I supply Magnums, one, I'm going to charge you. Two, I'm going to say, let me see. You're not going to waste my Magnum. That shit is just hanging off like a loose glove. No. You're not even going
to. Ooh. And they do, too. They do. I don't know why they do.
And actually, you shouldn't have to ask, let me see.
No, they do. Like, I really, you really got to ask. You really got to ask, Black Report. Like, I'm really serious. Like, these dudes can be pushing 7 inches and not that much girth, and they'll ask for a Magnum. And I'm like, wait, what?
What? Take this little lifestyle.
Like, what? Like, I'm stupid. Like, what?
Okay. Do you see what the package says when it says Magnum? That doesn't mean it magnifies it.
Hey, I'm lazy.
I need to write that down. Say that again. I need to write that down so I can just put that in all my swing groups. I'm going to put notice on all my flyers now.
It's funny because, hold up, y'all was talking about, earlier in the show, y'all was talking about the pressure that women feel to look good all the time. But you would think about a lot of men's pressure out here to make it seem like they got a bigger dick than they have. You know what I'm saying? You'll never hear no songs and none of that shit about no dude, no average dick. You know what I'm saying? I want a big boy.
That, you know what that is, though? That's the lack of skill. That's all that is. It's the lack of skill. You can get around not having a big dick.
Yeah, you can.
She's not going to, 9 times out of 10, if you get the pussy, first of all, it's all have to do about, you know, skill and the way you carry yourself. Because you're going to get the pussy regardless if you're big or small. You'll get the pussy first before anything.
Yeah.
Before she knows if you're big or small, you're going to get the pussy. On the other hand, we're not going to get the dick unless we look a certain way.
Well, that's not necessarily true. You know what I mean? There's no way you're going to sit on the phone.
Listen, if Shava can get pussy, Shava can get pussy.
That's right. Shava's getting pussy because of his fame. Any famous man can get some ass. But you know, the average dude on the street that may look like Shava, not gonna be getting no ass like that. He ain't built like that. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, sure,
that's not true. Y'all sweet. Listen, we are more forgiving than men.
Listen.
Women are more forgiving than men, son.
I'm not saying that ugly dudes don't get pussy. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, as far as the ease of accumulating the opposite sex, it's easier for a woman to get men than it is for men. It's just that women are so, a lot of women are so insecure that they don't even understand the power of the pussy that they have in the first place. Because y'all are too busy concentrating on what y'all want rather than what y'all can have. So for a woman to tell me a woman of at least average good looks, that it's hard for her to get harder for her to get dick than it is for a man to get pussy. She is fooling herself.
Let me ask you a question.
You know what I mean? Most niggas out here pay in the first place.
So it's our fault. So it's women's fault because they have standards.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Basically.
They don't mean that they can't get no
dick. Who said basically?
They mean that they can't get that dick that they want. You know what I mean? You know that they say beggars can't be
choosers. That is ridiculous.
That's exactly what they're doing.
That is ridiculous, son. Son, that's ridiculous.
We can go back and forth. We can end this right now. It's Monday night.
Yeah.
Monday night are strippers. That's a popular night for strippers. Way more than the weekend. What you think? Them niggas is up in there paying for all that ass because they can get it easily. It ain't because of that. You know what I mean? Most niggas would rather just go ahead and pay for some ass because that is the easiest way. When they got to get it the regular way, it's harder. You know what I mean? They might not have game. They might not have confidence. They might not have something as far as their insecurity is cutting them out of having the women that they desire. So they go get these little freaky little chickens coming up in the strip club and believe me, they not waiting just to get lap dances and all of that. They trying to get pussy at the end of the night. It causes a fuss. That's how it goes.
Well, you know that do go both ways, right?
How?
Just because it's not on Front Street doesn't mean it doesn't happen. So
it's way more of a female stripper club than it is male.
Just because it's not on Front Street doesn't mean, and 9 times out of 10, it ain't because they not getting a pussy. It's just because they don't want to fight for the pussy. There's a big difference from not getting the pussy and not wanting to work for the pussy. There's a big difference.
Right.
Just like you have standards, just like how men have standards, women have standards too. So, you know, you don't want to go through the, oh, boo, I got to take you out. Oh, I don't want to do this. Oh, I don't want to do that. And then you just go and you pay for it. Yeah, okay. But ain't nobody giving.
Things on a larger scale. Mike, you talking about things on a larger scale. You ain't going to convince me that it's more Bentleys on the streets than it is Honda Accord. I'm in the streets. I see that. So you're not going to tell me that just because some women are going through the painstaking details of getting the opposite sex, that it's on the same level, because it's not. You know what I mean?
I never said it was on the same level.
You're trying to compare the sum to a whole bunch of motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's Monday night. You know what I'm saying? After the show, if you want me to show you a few places, you can get that shit on. You know what I mean? And I can show you. Now, your job would be to show me where y'all women are paying for some dick. Show me that.
Yeah,
y'all
going to pay for dick.
They are paying for dick. They just not paying you for dick. They are men. They are women out there that are paying for dick. They are women out there that are paying for dick. So
that's crazy.
They are women out there paying for dick.
Constantly. Through meals, through shirts, underwear.
I know if your shot is good. I know if your shot is good, you get it paid for. In one way or another, it might not be straight out payment, but it gets paid for.
even if it's not good, it still get paid for. You know, she knows what she's doing. So.
Okay.
That doesn't count either. I don't know. Maybe because I see the underground. You know what I'm saying? I get what you're saying. I really do. I'm not disputing what you're saying, but I'm just saying like it. I just because I see the underground. So it's, I see it from both. I see it from both ends. So.
All right. First, I want to break and tell you it's 9:00. You are now listening to Rick's House. We are in the midst of quite a hot topic here today. With Mr. TMD, Mr. Too Much Dick. And basically we're talking about men who are overly well endowed. And does this affect their sex life? How does it affect a woman's sex life? And does it affect a woman's health? Now, I just saw something wicked in this chat room here, and I want to know what kind of man puts his arm from his elbow all the way up into a woman's vagina that Mr. Thomas said that he just did right here on the chat line. D said that he put his arm up into his elbow into a woman's vagina.
Oh,
now,
maybe,
no.
Maybe
no. Without
pulling out somebody's heart.
I've heard of putting your hand, but not your arm. No.
Okay, am I reading it wrong? Because he said his arm up to his elbow.
Oh,
no.
Is he sure?
And he said he has done this. Okay.
I know it's some women up there that can take that.
These are freaks.
I don't understand, but.
I mean, the length itself. Wouldn't you
Rusty,
a hand?
Was she carrying drugs?
Russ
has been cracking off all the time in the chat room.
It is true that non-sex acts on pay more. So, boom, there you have it.
But what I'm saying is, wouldn't you be grabbed over some ribs or your hand grazed over a rib or
Or
you in the intestines? Wouldn't you be in the intestines at that point?
You would
push
the cervix to the side.
Would you go through the cervix? Exactly. Or are you pushing the cervix to the side going elsewhere?
Mm,
I don't see where that's anatomically possible.
Where did that go?
Unless you
don't come out of there.
Yeah.
I've
seen people's videos where women
must have his hand inside the uterus.
Yeah.
I've seen videos where women are making love to animals.
But the uterus
that's
has to stretch. Eventually, a uterus stretches. It doesn't just stretch like a rubber band as soon as you put your hand in. And he has to go to the uterus.
It didn't shake. You got a caller up there, 215.
Okay, I'm not understanding,
PA.
Right? Okay.
PA in the building. PA in the building, hard body, okay.
Okay, we got a call on 215 PA in the building. Hello, 215, you're on, hello.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Hi.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. How
yes,
are you?
This is the Haitian Abomination, Don Pulitzer. How you guys doing?
All right, the Haitian Abomination.
How you doing?
I'm all right. When I heard about the dude that stuck his hand all the way up to his elbow, if he's a midget, it is feasible in a normal woman. I just wanted to point that out.
You got one small arm, Tom. You got one small arm. Oh, man, you got a T-Rex arm.
I'm not by the chat room, so I don't know who said it, but I'm just
saying. Arm got T-Rex arm.
Something like a mini-me arm, like kind of.
Yeah, exactly, like mini-me. One comment I had made earlier, which to tie to something that Sun752 I said in the chat room, a lot of people, they talk smack about a guy because, okay, he's not as endowed. That's genetic. Men can't do anything about it short of surgery. And he made a point that a lot of guys can compensate with a good Kung Fu game. But I don't know about you ladies, but on the BTR circuit, I've heard a lot of women basically clown guys that if you're not packing at least 9 inches, they don't care how good your Kung Fu is. If your Jiu Jitsu is not on point, you're like, they will clown a guy. And to me, my thing is, those women, something's wrong with them because a woman can tighten up to Kegels. So if a woman needs 9 inches to feel something, she got to stop messing with horses and donkeys,
Exactly.
All those hippie Christian women who are size queens, I say read Ezekiel 23, I think 18 to 20, where it talks about women whose lovers had genitals like horses and emissions like donkeys. That's what they were talking about in the good book.
Ezekiel
23.
Ezekiel 23.
Ezekiel 23. I think it's verses 18 and 19. Yeah, I'm going biblical on you guys.
Okay, because you
that's all I got to say. Let me get back to washing the dishes, but I'm enjoying the conversation.
Okay, thank you for calling in.
Lord, no,
that's
exactly
what's up.
Thank you, Don.
Do you remember Don Brick? Don called in through our, we was talking about anal sex, I believe. That's when Don called in. He was our ass expert. Right, he was our ass expert for the anal sex.
Oh, okay, yeah. I remember.
Right, you were talking with him in the chatty, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, definitely going to look that up there because that's really, wow, okay. I'm going to look that up. All right, what you got to say to that 7752? Because I know you probably sitting there stewing, got something to say.
Because it ain't really about that. Look, if you got used to a certain size, anything larger is going to, you know, it's going to feel foreign to you. You're going to have to get used to it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like when you get with a chick for the, you might get with a chick the first few times, you know what I mean? She yelling and screaming and all of that because she's not used to that size. But after a while, you know, she's going to learn to take that. You know what I mean? Because more than likely, she probably going to enjoy that. And, I mean, it's all muscle. The dick ain't nothing but a muscle and the pussy ain't nothing but a combination of flesh and muscle. That's all it is. So it's going to break down. And hopefully recover after a while. You know what I'm saying? So you know it's not ain't really no orifice necessarily vaginally that a dick can't fit in. It might not be able to fit all the way in. You know what I'm saying? But you know eventually you'll plug away and plug away and plug away. I mean, and it's kind of weird because some. You know, like some little chick that might be, you know, kind of on the thin side. You know what I mean? And whether or not they can take it or not, some of them just like they straight G's with it. Like fuck it, you know, I'm taking it anyway. You know what I'm saying? And then you know you might have girls that are really tall or big and they can't take none of that shit. But it's just like a muscle that you have to get used to. It's your desire to get used to that, you know what I mean? But it ain't, and you know what I mean, there have been mishaps over the years, you know, crazy shit happened, like I remember one time years ago, this was kind of crazy, I forgot about this. The condom got stuck all the way up in her, and it got lost, like, I don't know what happened to the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And this is when you have to learn not to try to keep going after you bust because this shit will come off. And honestly, speaking of, you know, getting back to that whole Magnum XL, the whole thing like that, really, if you handle it like that, you might as well strictly deal with chicks that's on a pill or, you know, use spermicide because them problems it's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? They you know, you're going to bust through all of them shit. And you know, contrary to what niggas, you know, I hate to put, you know, dudes on Front Street, but niggas know how to bust through time. And they do know exactly when the shit busts. But here's the clicker. Women know exactly when condoms bust too. If that's the
right.
Immediately starts to feel, what's the word I'm looking for? Good. So, yeah. So,
that's not true.
You know, it is true.
No,
it starts to feel like, sex.
You can feel it when it busts. No, that's not true. You can feel it when it busts.
Yeah,
go ahead, finish what you're saying.
You know, you do know when it busts. I know a dude knows. He knows immediately. First, you can fucking hear it. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you know when it is. So when dudes be talking about something, yeah, you know, I didn't even know that it came off and I fussed all up and no, he meant to do that shit. It's the same way when chicks get pregnant and dudes be like, I thought I pulled out in time. No, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You gotta pull out before the warning shot. Not after the warning shot. Oh, then I'm gonna pull out. Nigga, the bullet is out. You know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, I hate to hear motherfuckers put myths out there and then everybody co-sign for it. Because really, what it really means is that everybody is lying. I'm like, well, how come I see it a different way?
Okay, can I, All right, so I'm sitting up here. I'm trying to think. Why do women like it? Everybody's saying is, why do women claim that they prefer a larger size penis? Right. Now, I'm sitting up here, and I'm trying to contemplate this and think of this from every angle, and I think I got an explanation. Do y'all want to hear what I came up with?
Good.
Sure, why not?
Do y'all want to hear what I came up with? First of all,
I would love to hear it.
Okay, first of all, guys, don't feel no type of way when I say this, but it's easy for y'all to come because all y'all need to feel is wetness, a moist and warmness, and y'all quick to come, right? It's not the same for a lady. A lady, she needs a little bit more. So it's not really about hitting the G-spot, because if you hit the G-spot, you can use a finger to do that. So it really isn't about hitting the G-spot, folks. However, it's not even about banging out the cervix. But what it is when you have sex with most men, not all men, hear what I say, most men, a lot of men, I'm not saying all men, so listen to what I say, okay, you're really technically fucking yourself. Like, you're just a tool that I use, like my vibrator or my dildo. You're just a piece of meat that I use. Some women have to think this. We've trained ourselves like this, you know, especially when you don't have that right person. Okay, so you're just basically a tool that I use. And 9 times out of 10, I'm fucking myself. I got to throw it back. I got to throw it up. I got to go through the side. I got to get on top. I got to get on the bottom. I got to flip myself this way. I got to flip myself that way. And all you do is either you're kneeling or you're standing. You see what I'm saying? So technically, I'm fucking myself. And I'd rather be big. I'd rather be big and wide and that girth so I can feel it, than me sitting up there trying to fight with you, and I can't feel it, and it keeps slipping out. And I'm not getting long strokes. I'm not getting the long stroke. You can only do the short.
A little short one.
And with Doyle, a lot of people don't know about. A lot of folks don't know about the lift and separate. No matter which size you are, you got to lift and separate. A lot of folks don't know that. A lot of folks don't care. If you're coming in 4.5 seconds, not all men, but most men. If you're coming in 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 or 5 seconds, it's probably exaggerating. But if you're coming in 5 minutes or 10 minutes, I have to get my nut within that time. So for me to get my nut in that time, you have to have something extra for me to work with. So if I'm a woman that would prefer the long stroke and not the short stroke, you fucking be like a rabbit wearing me out. You know, you can't flip me over and still have the dick in me. No, you got to take it out. You know, so, you know, I think that's what it all comes down to. You're just my tool.
And then afterwards, you still got to use your other tool just in case. The first tool didn't get you off the way you really wanted to get off.
Well, that all depends. Yeah, look.
But not even if it doesn't get in. Not even talking about the second tool. I'm not talking about the mouthpiece. But a simple fact that if you eat pussy, don't mean you know how to. Oh, what you talking about? Fingers? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a toy.
No, not that.
I'm talking about a woman that will fuck herself afterwards by using a toy.
Right. Yeah, you know, you got something.
All right, look. Anyway. Look, sometimes the parts fit, sometimes the parts don't fit. If y'all on the same page, y'all going to find a way to please each other. If one of y'all is selfish, then it's always going to be one-sided, and it's going to cause problems somewhere in the long run. You know what I mean? Now, you know, one of the things that you brought up was length versus girth. And studies show that girth, they say girth is more important because you're spreading it, so you're able to reach the deep. G-spot a little easier because you're filling up more. But regardless, I was feeling your testimony about, you know, that basically you're just the man is just a tool. But you have to also understand that's from your perspective. You understand what I mean? Like, you know, just like when you're saying that, you know, it's easy for a guy to come. I mean, for some men, yeah. For some men, for some men, no. But I will say this. The same way as I will never understand exactly what makes a woman come. Like, I don't really understand y'all internal feeling that brings on the excitement of you know, dealing with the opposite sex. I can't understand that. I don't understand what it's like to be entered. It's the same way that you don't understand what it feels like to enter. You don't know how a dick feels. I know how a dick feels. I know exactly how it feels. You know what I'm saying? So understand the anatomy and physiology of that whole thing. I'm going to feel differently about your statement, because I'm like, it ain't easy for all men to come in every piece of ass. It's not that easy. You know, it's just not. Maybe when you're younger and you're just so happy to be getting some ass, then yeah, it's easier then. But as you get older, you start realizing, like, you know what? I hate to admit this, but I'm like, you know, pussy really don't move mountains. It does some great things, but it don't move mountains. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, and everyone ain't great. Some of them really quite terrible. So it ain't, everybody ain't working with the same shit. It's just not like that, you know. So, you know, that them, so everybody out there that think that ain't really no difference from this chick and the next chick, or, you know, your pussy got to be tight to make a nigga come and all that shit. I don't know nothing about all that shit. You know, I've been, you know, you had tight pussy. You know, how does that make that great? Wouldn't that make every version, like, the greatest in bed? Well, that don't work that way. So,
exactly.
You know, you have to find what works for you. And you know when it's right, and you know when it's not exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you say work for you, but you got to be wanting to be with that person as well as work for you, even if he's small or she's tight or too big. It's the person, and their personality makes a difference. Not you learn to work with it and deal with it. If it's the person,
yeah, you're right about that
at the time.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's really what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Of course. You got to at least like the person. The truth of the matter is, if you like a person, you won't put up with a whole bunch of bullshit. If you don't like the person, then you gonna start auditing those things in that relationship with the equipment. Like, basically, if you don't like the person, that dick or that pussy better be good, because that's all you got going for you. You understand what I'm saying? Because I don't like.
And then
you.
When it stop working, you in trouble.
Yeah. In trouble.
Oh
no.
Okay.
You know. I'm, you know, that's all right, because, you know, when I decide to get married, it's going to be because that chick is so persuasive. Her talk game going to be so good, she's going to talk me into it. That's my ambition.
You might talk her into it.
I want to move the conversation into a different area. Same topic, you know, but just a different area. What about nationality? Do you feel that certain nationalities, or do you feel, believe the stereotype that certain nationalities have bigger penises or the problems with, you know, the excess than other races do? Like, for example, do you believe that there probably is in Chinatown right now a 12-inch walking around Chinatown right now with a big dick? Like, 12-inch something.
You asking an all-black radio show.
I'm asking. These are myths. These are stereotypes.
That's a myth. And but see.
So you don't believe
that
there's a man in Chinatown right now?
All-black radio
actually, this is a good question, because I've wondered about this. If so many nations in Africa are starving and malnourished, how could they possibly justify having a big dick?
Because
when you really think about it, because I've been noticing that, like, them chicks chicks there, though, they'll be having fat asses, big titties from the motherland. They'll be built like all of that. Remember,
okay,
the reason that the so many American black women have fat asses and big titties is because they bred the bigger ones with the bigger ones because they can work better in the field. That's how that. So that's a genetically modified body. I mean, when it really all comes down to it, we was raised like livestock. So with that being said, you know, the real question you need to ask yourself is, do American black men have bigger dicks than Jamaican? Because they pretty much evenly yoked. Now,
Jamaicans talking about...
seem to be under the impression...
Not necessarily Jamaicans and I'm talking about against other, okay, because it's still the African American race.
Asian.
The only difference between the Jamaicans and us is that the Jamaicans got on first in the Caribbean. I mean, there's no difference. They just got on spoke first. So, it's like comparing apples to apples.
Between us and those brothers from Africa.
No, she's talking the different races.
I'm talking about races, period.
You know, there's their genetics. And
yes.
I think it's probably some genetic, some Asians with their hung. I seen an Italian, he was walking around in shorts. You like, man, either there was a sock in your pocket or you just got too much in this. And he walked around with shorts and you could see it like, dang. You know, so yeah, I think it's a difference.
Okay.
Because when you think about it, like you said with the African tribes and stuff like that, how come, you know, they're starving? But when you think about it, when you look at pictures of African tribes and everything, the penises are not that well endowed.
I'm trying to tell you.
No, I'm
trying to tell you, they be running around naked,
they're not hanging. And I think, you know what, I think that has to do with African cultures and rituals and things like that
right.
are done involving the penis in Africa. Because if you look at it, they can take their thing and fold it up and twist it and they do a lot of things. If you ever look at, like, National Geographic, and you ever see what
yeah,
they do
seen
that
crazy.
Is,
yeah.
They tie
that
it up.
That is some real dick mutilation right there. I'm like, yo.
Anything, we'll tie stuff up and put a special thing around it to that.
Yo, he put the roller pin to his dick. Like,
yeah, I saw the guy rolling it up and down like a lampshade.
Yeah.
He put something on it and rolling it up and down.
I'm thinking about what these women do with their breasts.
Well, the women's breasts, I mean, it's not much they can do with the breasts. The breasts are, they're going to be big and engorged because they're feeding kids, and the nipples big because they're feeding children. But the male penis
But the thing is, they're hanging most of the time.
But they pierce, the Africans will pierce almost anything and walk around
true.
And decorate.
That's true.
But see, that's what I'm saying. They have certain rituals that they do in Africa, whereas they circumcise, they circumcise women. But I'm just saying they sometimes do things to their own penis and ritualistic things. So if ours, though, they look all shriveled up when we see them on National Geographic. We're like, they don't have big dingling. But if they were in America and just let their dicks get, for lack of a better term, lazy, like ours do, like black men's do, or every other, you know, like the black men in America's dicks are, which they're lazy because they're fat. They're probably, you know, not used to being twisted. If I try to take one and roll it up right now, I mean, it'd probably spring right back. It'd spring straight back out. You understand what I'm saying? Where
these people are brought up as
babies, as 5 years old, they're getting their penises twisted and manipulated and tweaked and all this other stuff. Try to do something like that to one now. It'll bounce right back at you.
You're scaring me. You're scaring me, Britt.
I'll say
it back in the face.
At you like, what are you doing with it? It'd be like, wait a minute, hold up. It don't go that way.
It don't even go. If you're sticking your drawers wrong, y'all got pain. Okay.
Yeah. Some guys are upsters. I call them upsters, where it's got to be pointing straight up in your drawers. Some of you guys got to tuck it down in your drawers. That all comes from the way your mother tucks your penis when you were little in your diaper. If she's put it straight up, if she just threw the pamper on, and you're, well, not to give you information. I know a couple of guys with the uppers that it points straight up towards them. Do you know what I mean?
That's more information I need to know.
You're right. Do you have something that hangs to the left? Got the veers to the left. Some veer to the right.
Crooked.
Some go straight down. Some of them, when they're about to put them into a vagina, they have to, like, push their thing down to meet the vagina. And then when it pops out, it pops out and hits them in the gut. Like, boom.
Right back up.
You know what I'm talking
about. God.
Stop acting like y'all know.
You're right. They do.
You ever seen one of those? I call it the hook. You got to pull it down to get on top of it. If you ride, you got to pull it back, jump on top, and then do your thing. And if you jump up, it'll sit. It stops the right in the stomach.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
That's the hook.
Well, you know what? But let me ask you this. And not to put you on the spot. But you know, when it all really comes down to it, we know that the woman, with women, they have their vaginal canal has to expand and collapse in order to bear children, right?
Yeah.
So, but have you looked up what would be the scientific or biological reason that a man would have a big dick? Like, because when you think about it, it's like a hell of a phenomenon. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, we can't expect all things to be the same on every person. Even your body parts on the same person aren't the same. But, like, biologically, what would be the reason why a man would need a big dick other than, you know, just bragging rights? Like,
that's just like, why would a man be tall? Why would a man be over 6 feet? That's
well,
what I think is genetics.
Because
it has a purpose. I understand what you're saying.
So he can dunk a basketball. It's necessary.
No,
the only reason that I can see is the fact that when blood flows into the blood vessels in the penis, that's what makes the penis hard. You know?
I tend to think that it was meant to be a tool. And I say this because of evolution. When you think about evolution and you think about the way apes or primates or whatever evolved, when you think of that, everything serves a purpose. Like Lady C said, why are you 6 feet tall? You had to get tall when you had to reach for something in a high tree. You had to stretch. So all of that plays out. Everything we do plays out into exactly how we evolve. Okay?
All right.
So if you have... It's long. I believe it was long. It meant to be even longer because it acted as a tool. Who knows? Men probably used it to beat dirt. How do you know the caveman didn't use it to like? Seriously,
hey,
listen. What I'm saying is, because you're just listening. Give me a minute here. What I'm saying is, it could have been elongated to be used as a tool. Because who knows? He probably took it and said, you know what? God, this is not flat enough. Took it, bam. It was flattening probably some mud or something with the thing. And when you flatten it, okay, it probably got longer. Just the object of stretching it, evolution. This is how we evolve. I'm serious. Come on now, for real.
Yo, but Brick.
That could be it.
But Brick. That's a tool for reproduction. So shouldn't the uses that it would fulfill have something to do
first
with reproduction?
First of all, cavemen back in the day didn't know it was a tool for reproduction.
We might have some historical differences. I don't believe in no fucking caveman, first of all.
You asked, I said the theory of evolution. Okay?
But look, you know, I'm Googling it right now. I'm going to look for
Everything served a purpose. Back in the day, to Cro-Magnon Man, everything served a purpose to Cro-Magnon Man. There was nothing that wasn't used. He got this thing hanging between his legs. You know, he's beating it with his hand. He's tired. Take this and beat it.
They became extinct because they ate all of them.
So you say there's no such thing as dinosaurs ever?
I'm not. I tell you what.
They'll never find a full skeleton.
I tell you this. They never find a full skeleton of that shit. They find a bone here, a bone there, and then they be putting that shit together. You mean? Hold on. Let me tell you something.
That's because you were feeling the bone.
Because they ate
it up. Look. These the same people that had us thinking that we was born out of a cabbage patch, and you know, and they would not actually, and they would die. You expect me to believe?
You were born out of a cabbage patch. You thought that? I thought about the floor.
Look, all I'm saying is this. When they made it against the law for us to read, that let me know that anything that I read from them can't be right.
Okay, it was not against the law at first. They just didn't let you read it, and right now there's still some things that they don't let you read, and so many of us don't read because we figure it takes too much, and we kill ourselves by not reading and opening up the book.
Exactly,
it's a difference. Mostly slave masters would not allow you to read because they knew. And once you started reading, you would be educating yourself, and then you would find a way to escape and rebel.
Toby didn't know what thought was. Toby just knew boo baka boo baka boo. So he could have had a
picture
of him saying,
look,
run the hell away from
Toby,
here, but he couldn't have understood it.
Toby wound up hosting Reading Rainbow. So I don't know what you're talking
yeah.
about. Who's the kid? Reading Rainbow.
That's low.
When they brought us over here, we didn't understand what they were writing.
Filipino, you start talking about I'm talking about Cambodians, Vietnamese. They're a little bit. They built a little bit more. Got a little bit more hot sauce on that chicken.
Hot sauce.
I love they eat a little more cabbage.
Evidently with
all right.
With all of them Asian chicks being down with black dudes, they gotta have somewhere to put it. You know what I'm saying? Something going on.
Hello.
There's something going on. I mean, personally, dudes who got the Asian fetish, they can have all of that. Cause, that's whatever.
Lucky
me. Give him a plug. Oh well. Anyway, chat room nonsense. The chat room trolls are getting on my nerves. And wait a minute, Tom is talking about somebody needs to stay with my toys and leave the dick alone. You don't know me, sweetie. And unless you're willing to step up here and show me what I need, all that.
Ooh.
All right. And that's coming with the most sincerest love and respect. Okay, boo? On a quest. On a quest. You like to throw the rock and hide the hand. I know you. Watch it. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all come on into my house, but you know what? Y'all need to fall back a little bit. Ah.
Throw the rock and hide the hand. I like that. That's
what he do. That's on a quest. Brick, I like you. Brick, gotta go. You think I'll be seeing the post you put up there? I always have enough respect for you, Brick. Brick needs to stop disrespecting men. She need to go. Yeah, I'll be seeing you. Talking out of both sides of his face on the same chat window. Come on.
Penis!
Come on, son. Oh, wait. Sorry. Okay, I guess she just came back in the room. Right, what are we talking about?
Do we change this subject?
What happened? No, we still talk about it. You weren't there when they were this my lynching? They all came here one time and questioned nowhere.
I really wasn't. I'm sorry.
You brought that on yourself.
I got to listen to the archive, really? Yeah, I got to listen to the archive.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. You got to listen to the
archive. She did not bring it on herself. She gave you.
Nobody help me. God forbid, let me down.
She gave you her.
She did bring it on herself.
She did not. I didn't bring that up.
I'm taking
myself.
Up for her.
Lady C was screaming, trying to help me. They were dragging me out to the gallows, child. They had the torches lit, the pitchforks in their hands. They was about to
kill me. Golly.
All of them lead the charge.
Rick was on here talking crazy. She was telling you according to.
Exactly. He asked the question. I answered it, and they tried to stone me.
No, she was on here talking
crazy. Answered the question.
Take my word for it. He was on here talking.
No, I didn't.
He
asked, no.
Why is the black man overhung? I guess why does he have so much? You know, what is it for? And I said, well, he asked for a theory. I gave him my theory. Well, back in Cro-Magnon days, it was probably used as a tool to slap dirt.
And it's an argument about evolution.
She don't use a dick to slap dirt. She doesn't respect the male penis. Let her go do her toys. Let her go do her toys. She don't need to be with black men.
Well, y'all already knew that, so why y'all making a big deal about that?
But see, they're coming for me and shit. I'm like, wait a minute.
About what?
That she don't respect the male penis.
Why are you making a big deal about what?
That she doesn't respect the male penis.
She's a dominant. All she wants in her life is a submissive. Because I said they took the penis and beat it on the dirt and stuff. She didn't say that she was taking it and beating it.
I took it as you used it as a tool. It was used. Anything he had was used. Hands were used as a tool. Feet were used as a tool. The butt was used as a tool. Everything was a tool. Back to Cro-Magnon.
You trying to get me on evolution.
I don't believe in no fucking evolution.
I was like, you crazy person.
I was like, they're all coming for me. I was like, what's going on?
They use their butt to help them.
Did we ever bring 513 in, or you made her hang up?
I don't know. I was crying for my life.
I don't know.
but they was holding off for a minute, trying to get on. I don't know if you ever brought them in.
Sorry.
They did have their hand up, 513.
I'm sorry if you wanted to come in.
She
was
trying to get herself together.
I was Chef.
Yeah.
What's
wrong
with Chef?
I don't know. He's quiet. Oh, wow. Everybody shout out to everybody that just hung up. Fuck all y'all.
I'm saying.
like, there were so many numbers on there. As soon as I said that, they all just disappeared. Fuck all y'all.
Hey, what can I say?
So call us in. We got the one.
You said
Chef.
I said Blink.
Are you going into overtime?
I don't know. Y'all gonna kill me if we go into overtime.
I was breaking her penis blasphemy.
You said you don't like, you caused the trouble in the chat room. That's your ass throwing a rock in our ass. See, he's on the phone, and then he go in the chat room and stir some shit. And then by the time I look at the thing, his thing is gone, it's gone now. I don't see what he done said. You're a little instigator, son, 752. You're a fucking Woody Woodpecker.
Shout out to Freak Forever.
He was in the room, right?
Wow.
I thought Priest was in the room. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, he was in the room. He left.
Damn it. Shout out Priest Forever. I'm sorry.
Shout out Don Calypso. Thank you for tuning in, Al.
Yo, Al. I done been hungry, Al. All
right. We're coming to a quarter.
That's my thing.
Well,
Al.
Well,
we got a few replacements we need to, what,
I will
what,
see
Black
y'all
Quarter
tomorrow
one?
Night.
Bye,
oh, yes,
Black
Reporter.
Bye, Black Reporter. Come late, leave early. Bye, Black Reporter. Bye.
All right, Black Reporter. We'll see you tomorrow. I'll take second chair, and you can feel free to disrespect me all you like for the first 5 minutes of the show. Okay? For the first 5 minutes of the show.
You know I don't tolerate that on my show. I paid a boss to be the call for that show. He's just there for decoration. He's just there for decoration. Listen,
he's
kitty,
a tool.
He's just gonna fight. Me and this cat gonna fight.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk tomorrow coming up on Phone Fantasy Radio Network. We have the Adult Zone featuring Lala Crush and Black Reporter. The Crush, what's on deck for tomorrow?
What's on deck for tomorrow? The Other Woman Reinvented.
Mm.
Right.
Ooh.
The Other
Woman
Reinvented.
Y'all.
Right. It's going to be a woman's show, but we're talking about the other woman, you know, the woman, your side piece, the side chick, or the woman that you claim you're dating, you're not really in a monogamous relationship with, and, you know, we're talking about her.
The one you leave right now.
We're talking about the reinvention of her. So, ladies, if you want to know about the reinvention of her, you need to definitely tune in to the show because there's a new breed of women out there, so we need to talk about her. She's not the clean-up woman. I'm not here to solve your marital problems, you know. I'm here to get a nut just like you're here to get a nut, you know. I need that. I need, like, once you come to my door, then it's just you and I. Once you leave my door, it's you and the world. Like, so we're going to talk about
all you guys. Yeah, so basically all the guys that are, like, leading the girl on, we're going to show you the right way to lead her on.
So that's going down. Black Poor don't even know that yet.
Okay, what's coming up on Thursday?
Thursday is our mixtape day, so we encourage all our listeners to send us your top 5 favorite songs, and we're going to try to get through all of them. And we're just going to have some random questions, that's all. So that's what Thursday is going to be about, 9 p.m. on the Crush Groove. We're going to make it, mixtape moves. People already started sending me their top 5. I mean, it could be your top 5 sex songs. It could be your top 5 rap song. It could be whatever. Whatever you want to send it to me, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com or text it to me, 347-855-7372. And hit us up on Facebook. You know, we're on facebook.com/heartsradio. And we're on Twitter at phone fan radio and the Crush Hearts.
Wonderful. All right.
Hit us up and let us
we
know.
Have, Mr. Sun 752 has a show coming up, The Reset. Is it The Reset?
Nah.
The
Sun
Always
Shines.
Yeah. Oh, the
Solar
System
solar
is on
system.
Wednesday. All right, what's on the Solar
yeah.
System this week?
I don't know. We'll find
so
out.
My
prime find out.
Venus?
No,
so
no.
The theory of
no,
evolution.
Be, like, no. If that's what it's going to be. It's going to be the real reason the penis never evolved. That's
real reason.
It's the holy shot. The solar system is still where the planets revolve around the sun. That's right. He was talking about why the penis has not evolved. The real reason that men never beat their penis with a rock. I mean,
this is crazy.
Wow.
You know, I think I just look. You know what? You know what? In honor of you, Brick, I just figured out the real title for this show on Wednesday. It's gonna be called "The Right Tool for the Right Job."
You know.
And can I just say this, Sunny? I know you out there listening to us, Sunny Shine. You need to press one, Sunny Shine, because you've been quiet all day. This is a show that we need your two cents on, Sunny Shine. Just press one, Sunny Shine. Just do me that
press
favor,
one,
Sunny Shine. Press one. We're gonna pressure you to press
Sunny
one again. Shine. Do it, Sunny.
Do it.
Join us, Sunny. We're not children of the corn, Sunny. Join us.
All right, dudes and dudettes. Next week on Brick's House, we're going to enter a whole different, it's our social show. And our social show is it the social show? Shit, I don't know what it is. Damn it, this is what we're going to do. Next week's show, we're going to talk about prison life. We're going to get into prison life, guys that have served time, who are out of prison, and have decided, and basically have tried to re-enter society. We're going to talk about re-entry. Guys who have tried or are still trying to re-enter society. I have a guest lined up for next week who's going to talk to us about re-entering society after doing like a football bid in jail. If anybody don't know what that means he did like football numbers. It's like, you know, 22, 33, you know, like he did like a football number in jail. And he tried to reintegrate himself into society. And that not only comes with finding a job and all sorts of other things, but it also comes with sexually trying to decide who he wants to be now. So that's going to be a real interesting conversation. This is going to be live. Sun 752, stay your ass in the chat room. Because if you call up and make this guest angry and it'd be a free fall on my show, I know you're going to say something slick. I know you are.
Oh, we got Quest actually raising up his hand. We thought Sonny would do it, but Quest raised up his hand.
If we must.
Hello, man.
If we must. Okay. I guess he hung up. I don't see him. He's done.
You insulted him.
I did not insult him. I said, well, if we must. Listen. Let me tell you something. He's been getting dinner at me since he got in that chat room today. Okay? Nasty. But I did nothing to him. Always nice to him. Been nasty to me the whole show. Come on, Brick doesn't know how to treat a man. Brick doesn't this. Brick doesn't that. Damn.
I know how to caress a man. I'm still single. What's my excuse?
You know, because I choose to be this. Yes, I choose to be single. I choose to be basically crazy. This is just me.
Is it basically crazy?
Yeah, I am crazy, Quest.
Shout out to Sunny, Sun.
Shout out to
Sunshine.
Oh, also, I want to talk about a contest that we're having. We got some lovely entries. so far.
Ooh,
into our contest.
We got some contests, right? We got contests
yes.
officially opening June 4th.
Yes.
Right,
we're going to have our Kielbasa Kings contest.
Right,
and
the Kielbasa King, we talked about that.
Yep.
Show us your sweet meat. Get them penis picks correct.
So far, I received 3 entries. Isn't that lovely?
Right.
3
entries. So
we're gonna
have officially the month of June. We also have some book giveaways we're doing, too, for the Raw Dog Readers, our little book page. Our little book page on Facebook. What else we got going on? I guess the Adult Zone will probably run a contest too. We're working on that. So this summer, we're going to have fun this summer. So, you know, get your emails, contacts, all that together. Make sure you got our pages bookmarked. Tune in so you can find out when things start. PhoneFantasyRadio.com. blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio and also brickshouse.com, BRYCKKSHOUSE.com.
Yes, Thomas, you've already entered the contest, but you pissed me off today, so I might throw you out.
We need an update. No, we need an update picture. No. We need an updated picture. We need your penis next to Phone Fantasy Radio on a piece of paper and magic marker. Yeah, that's what we need. We need Phone Fantasy Radio. Right. We need that next to Phone Fantasy Radio. Give us some old ass pic. How we know it's you?
Oh, don't get mad, Thomas.
I'm just saying. How do we know it's you? We gotta validate these sausages.
No, you know what? I really do believe that is Thomas. I believe that is.
We got to validate. Listen, there's a lot of people, not saying Thomas, but there are a lot of people out there snatching.
Okay, look at the picture of another guy's dick. Oh, God.
Listen, there are guys out there really snatching it. Listen, I'm going to copy and paste a list that's out there of all the names of guys getting caught out there.
Wow.
Like, I need
Thomas is withdrawing from the contest. He told us to have fun with the contest. Okay, your pictures back.
Listen, if you're serious about it, you're serious about it. What is the prizes anyway for the contest?
Well, the prizes are you get a nice pair of Ralph Lauren boxers, whether you want them to be loose, the boxer briefs, the little tight, tidy whities, whatever you want, you get a pair of boxer briefs. They're going to give you a nice lotion cologne polo set. So you can rub your sweet meat and keep it nice and soft and smelling good for the ladies. And a pair of polo socks so that you can get traction when you hit it from behind, tapping,
nice.
Tapping from behind. You can, like, you know, ground
we
your
got feet. We got you. Kielbasa, we call it the Kielbasa King. The Kielbasa King care package. I'll enter, but I want to pick from each of the judges.
Yeah,
we're
getting ready
to come up
in the chat room. So if you guys want to call in real quick,
805-830-8320.
But I'm just saying,
Black
Reporter.
Yeah, we're not going to send you pics back. We're not going to, you know, we're
because
not going to do
if you
all
go
that
dead
stuff.
In the chat room, you know why. But definitely you want to get involved in that contest. Thomas says he's out. So, you know, if you want your pictures back, Thomas, I'll send your pictures back. No problem. I just hope you reconsider. Okay. But thank you for everybody for tuning in tonight. It was a very interesting show. Thank you for Sun752. Thank you for AutoQuest. Me, just me, Russ, Starbuck, Thomas.
Don Calypso.
Everybody that came. Don Calypso came to the chat room. Everybody that came to the chat room supported. Thank you very much. It was a wonderful conversation. I love talking to you guys. You guys are the best. Seriously. You know, we can act stupid here and joke around, but you guys, y'all my pals. Anyway, thank you, Lady C, for stopping in. Black Reporter, definitely thank you. Crush, as always, I thank you for giving me the platform. Everybody else, have a good night. Thank you very much. Have a good week. See you here tomorrow on Crush Grooves and
On the Adult Zone.
And with that being said, thank you, everybody, for coming. Have a blessed night, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Later. Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wait, we're not doing the outro? What happened to the outro?
I don't know what the outro is. What's Wednesday?
You didn't do the recording?
No, it's to me. No, I didn't record it yet. I have to because I'm tired of saying it. Shit. We have to get that outro on tape. We'll work on that next week, y'all. Well, this week. All right. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Good night.
Later.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.